This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I heard a saying today I had never heard before, but it totally fits this next story. There is nothing new money likes better than old money, which will make sense once I tell you that the topic of conversation was Mark Benioff, one of the founders of the cloud services company Salesforce, and his wife Lynn buying Time magazine for $190 million. The Benioffs aren't the first tech billionaires to use their money to invest in old-line media companies. Think Jeff Bezos in the Washington Post, Lorene Powell Jobs, widow of Steve, and her stake in the Atlantic. The Benioffs say they are not going to be involved in day-to-day operations or editorial decisions, but as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the deal could buy the historic magazine more time to find its place in the digital age.
News of the Time sale was particularly good news for Sameer Husni. 9 years ago, he founded the Magazine Innovation Center at the University of Mississippi, when he says everyone was predicting the death of print. Just around the time Newsweek was sold for a dollar.
The funny thing is, like, now we are hearing that print is the new media.
After years of declining circulation and ad revenue, Time, the magazine, still has more than 2 million subscribers. It's also grown its digital audience by investing in video. Husni says to survive, Time has to move beyond being a newsweekly.
Time magazine has to become more like a monthly on a weekly basis. In-depth reporting, great printing quality, great paper, while spreading their wings through all the digital platforms that are out there.
If that sounds expensive, that's why it helps to have billionaire backers. Susan Curry Sivak teaches journalism and media studies at Linfield College in Oregon.
I think it's really interesting that Benioff, in his tweet about this, used the term stewards, that they wanted to be stewards of the Time product and brand.
That kind of philosophy can give newsrooms the freedom to innovate and take risks, as she says has happened with the Washington Post under Jeff Bezos. Rick Edmonds is media business analyst at the Poynter Institute. He says that doesn't always work, though.
While the billionaire owner is very helpful, doesn't ensure success.
He says Red Sox owner John Henry has expressed frustration that his investment in the Boston Globe has been slow to pay off. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.